Val, how long have you been a volunteer with Emergency Medical Service at Petersburg?
I moved here in 2001 and joined shortly thereafter. I think my first class I took was in January of 2002. And actually, I wasn't all keen on joining, thinking, what can I do in EMS? I'd never done anything like that before. And so I said, well, I'll volunteer and I can at least drive for you guys. And
did you have any medical training or anything like that?
Nothing. Putting a Band-Aid on my son was about all I had. So yeah, I joined and it was a month later and I was totally involved in it and found it very interesting and fascinating and have enjoyed it ever since.
What was it like your first call or two where you had to deal with somebody who was either in pain or bleeding or things that, you know, maybe you just had never really, to the extent you hadn't dealt with before?
Well, I was very fortunate. My very first call was a lady in town who's no longer with us, but she was in good spirits and was very humorous, and she actually sent me flowers when she found out I was her. The first call I'd ever been on was her. So that was very fortunate for me. But the fact that I was able to help somebody totally overruled any qualms I had about, you know, the blood or anything. It was the fact that I could help somebody took over everything.
Doug Weldy, you're the fire chief now, volunteer fire chief. Talk a little bit about how you first got involved with the fire department. And I know you were with the department on a professional level for a long time with the city as well.
I've been in a fire department family, I guess I might say, for all my life. My father was in the fire department and chief for quite a few years. So I grew up with a parent in the fire service locally. And so it was just kind of what you did. And so after I came back from the service, went to work in town here and joined the fire department. There was a lot of great folks there. It was a good group of people to hang out with. And then we learned the fire business. It was kind of fun and challenging, and it was the thing to do.
And Dave Berg, when did you start out?
I started about 1992. Just having an interest in fire. I was close to the fire hall, physically when I worked downtown of Viking Travel. And so I liked to drive. I became an engineer almost right away. And then shortly thereafter became involved with EMS and started going on EMS calls and taking the training for that, too.
Were your first calls difficult as an EMS person? Or had you had some medical training before that or some involvement in taking care of people,
Just a general interest, not really taking an active role in, medically, no real training. But the fire service was good for that in that we start off as an ETT, an emergency trauma technician. And so you're not right in the midst of everything.
It's like an apprenticeship kind of.
As an apprentice, right. So you start off, you don't do IVs, you don't draw blood right away. You start off with some basic ETT training, trauma training, and then move up as your interest evolves.
So, Val, when you first go out on a call your first times or as an ETT, you're going with somebody who's more experienced and you're not getting sent out in the ambulance by yourself once you get that training.
Yeah, definitely not. We try to run with at least three people on. And when you're a new ETT, you're kind of shadow somebody. And so your first few calls, you may just stand back and watch, take some notes. You don't have to, not until you're comfortable with what you're doing and see how everything works do you have to start getting in there.
Give me some numbers on volunteers, what you have right now for EMS, search and rescue, fire department, roughly. And what's your needs?
In EMS, I believe we're right around 22 volunteers. We prefer to have closer to 30 because people go on vacation, and it's unlike fire. We have to sign up for our shifts.
You need to have somebody available.
Exactly. You can't not have somebody show up. So we try to have three people run together so that there's, enough help when you go on a call. So we would prefer to be closer to 30.
In the fire service, we're at 28 members. 30 is kind of the number that we shoot for. To try and have on the roster at any given time because, as we know, being a volunteer, some days you're out of town on business. Some folks can't get away from the job during the day, so they primarily help at night. It just depends on your vocation. And on an average residential structure or fire that might be fairly involved, it takes 12 to 14 people minimum to do a really good, efficient, fast job dealing with that situation. If there should be an incident that's a larger incident, of course, then we're looking for 20 or more people to deal with the situation. And again, when some of the folks are out of town, traveling, whatever, when we come up short, it's not good.
And that's something maybe, Dave, you could hit on. When you have a situation like that, Petersburg doesn't really have a backup community to assist it, and that's like a lot of other small towns down south that have the road connection. Maybe you can just hit on that.
No, we refer to that as mutual aid in our service, and our only real mutual aid here are the people from the Department of Transportation at the airport with some of their rigs. For a larger incident, we might call them or work with other people in the community,
Coast Guard
either Coast Guard. Yeah, that's a good one. Or we might call from someone with the construction company, Coast Guard, for instance, or the city might bring down a big loader or something like that if we had an incident where we needed to remove a building because of a hazard. That certainly can happen. But in other communities, yeah, they have mutual aids that can arrive in 15 or 20 minutes. You know, to get mutual aid from Wrangell, you know, a ferry would have to be, you know, on the dock there, and it would be 3 hours before they could come. So we have to rely on the equipment and people that we have on the island to be able to respond to emergencies, just because there is no mutual aid available.
If you had 10 seconds or one sentence, how would you encourage somebody who was considering it, not sure about volunteering? And I guess everyone's pointing to Dave, is that right?
Well, I'm not sure.
Dave's
not
a spokesperson,
sure, but
so. Maybe not 10 seconds, but what would you say to encourage somebody?
I get a lot of satisfaction out of being able to help people. And that's, I think, what it's all about, you know, protecting the community and working with others to make sure that the community is safe and to be able to provide service, you know, in times of distress. And there's a lot of, I think everybody at the fire hall would speak to that as being, a good reason to be involved in that, and that you're helping people and in times of need, for sure.
Helping someone during an incident, a fire incident, and when we get a good knockdown, quick knockdown, a big save, small damage to the structure, it's real gratifying and rewarding. And in EMS, as I recall one time, helping an elderly woman who was really frightened. She was struggling and having a difficult time. And when we got the O2 on and got her relaxed and comfortable, and a smile came on her face, and she kind of squeezed my wrist. And that's so rewarding when you do something like that. It's worth it. It's why we're here. Come join us.